Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
It's another hot day today.
Another windy one, too.
Yeah, and those fires up north are starting to get a little worse. There was the two fires that merged together.
Outside of PA, yeah.
Yeah, so now it's all hands on deck to try and get that under control.
Oh, well, we got, what, thunderstorm activity, but no rain in the forecast today, so...
Yeah. Those are the big boomers.
Yep.
So we will
fire
see.
Fire starters, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. What do we got in our Country Music Insider?
Morgan Wallen and Tom Brady recently played some golf together. And Tom ended up asking Morgan if he's always loved music. And this is what Morgan had to say.
I started singing in church when I was 3 years old. My dad was a pastor. My mom just recognized early on that I had a love for it. When I was five, I wanted a violin for Christmas. And then I started learning it. And then I learned. I was offered a Southern gospel record contract when I was 7 years old. And my mom was like, nah, I want him to be a kid.
Wouldn't that be something? But a grade 2 Southern gospel album? What, did you just drop that at the recess real quick?
I can only imagine the youngest artist, too. Like, how many of those would Morgan have had he actually signed that? But I love that his mom's like, no, I just want him to be a kid.
Yeah.
And I love that at five he was asking for a violin.
I still think slinging CDs at the playground would have been his.
Yeah,
could have got the album sales going that early.
No kidding, right? Dolly Parton recently was asked if she had any plans to take part in Jennifer Aniston's remake of 9 to 5. She said, nope. She says, I think a lot of it is that we're all older now, so we're not going to look that good on the big screen. She said, all of us up there with all of those beautiful, young, fresh people, no.
Yeah, I don't know. If you were going on set and you knew Dolly Parton was going to be there every day, would it make you more nervous?
I would be more nervous.
I think you would be, yeah.
Because she's amazing.
Yeah.
The drama between Ella Langley, Riley Green, and Megan Maroney never seems to end. All started with Ella and Riley having their famous song, You Look Like You Love Me, and everybody assuming that they're together, but they're not. Instead, the rumor is that Riley's most likely dating Megan Maroney. So fans are kind of drawing like lines in the sand between Ella and Megan.
Yeah.
But Ella is kind of stirring the pot. She posted a video recently where she's at the stove stirring a pot while listening to a song with the lyrics, I think I have heard of that man. I think he got run over by a train, mauled by a bear maybe, hopefully. And so now fans are thinking that she's poking fun at Riley and Megan.
Wow. Well, yep. Hey, I mean, you know, it's a little controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Always helps a good album sale.
It does. And Scotty McCreery announced that he and his wife are expecting baby number 2 this fall.
Aw, awesome. And there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.